Well, we're back.
I don't know if anybody got a chance to look at that link that I posted up there.
What link?
It's something that I actually found kind of humorous. And then it kind of got Master a little worked up, and he started actually...
me get worked up.
Complimenting on it. There's some,
come on.
There's some goofball. Joseph Sciambra. How do you think you pronounce that?
Bastard.
Whatever, but he in the thing, you'll have to look, you got to look at it, because he claims that he's an ex-porn star, and boy, he looks, I don't think he may have sold many porn, and then he talks about,
well, I think we
how
should
much
play an
Satan
excerpt.
Loves anal sex, and he talks about in his video, and you can see in the background now, it's like at a, some type of a Christian bookstore, so now he's found Jesus now, so he's telling how bad all this is and how bad we are, yeah. And how because of
here it is,
and why he loves anal sex. It's how anal sex would release into the world these rare demonic entities, and that even in the body could be conceived as some devil that would be given birth to anally, not physically.
But it's interesting, because then all the reports come out, and some guy actually came on and did a bunch of research and says this person has never been in the porn industry or can't find where he ever has been in the porn industry. And I think it's so funny. He talks about, you know, because of that anal sex, you know, I had to have an operation. And they literally sewed my anus shut. Well, you sew someone's asshole shut, they're not going to live.
Yeah, true.
Well, they mean, he probably meant literally they had to tighten them up, because we all know soon people are into the fisting scene.
Well,
happens after so many years. They have to go and get...
I just go to the gym, and I certain machines I work on that tightens it up. So, why do you think I go to the gym every day?
You don't sit on a fire hydrant like some of our friends that Pop Kalen know in Toronto, that there's no obstacle big enough that would, you know, satisfy them. So after a while, they need to go for little tune-ups every 2 years to
snitch,
snap, pop back in, you know.
I'm reading some of the posts that...
Yeah, read. So am I now.
I know exactly where he got this story. There's an erotic comic book character named Demos, and one of the plots he was involved in was just like this. He's a demon trying to do good, and he teamed up with another demon who showed him a factory where earthbound demons are made when mortal men have anal sex with real demons.
Wow.
Sounds hot.
Yeah. And then somewhere in here, it's where did I read it? It talked about just because you had sex, just because of a priest raped you and possibly filmed it, doesn't mean you were in...
A porn.
So it's interesting. And who's the Canadian Leatherman? Was that you?
Yeah, Scott? That's me.
Oh, that's what you went under?
Oh, yeah. I was pissed.
Because he talked about the BDS community specifically is... Oh,
no,
totally was, of the devil.
But no, that's not what it pissed me off. This loser
no, he
on
did
here,
say that.
Lenar X or whatever, gets on there, and he made a few statements that pissed me right off that I had to actually comment on, of course. Just as part of it, he says, his anal problems didn't come from simple anal sex. He told on himself when he mentioned doing BDSM porn. Doing this in porn and most likely off camera as well is going to cause physical damage. It is already a sign of emotional damage if you're that deep into BDSM and that you're loyal to that community. So his being gay isn't what self-destruction is. How he chose to live his gay life that was self-destructed. And by him being on his conversion soapbox, his self-destruction continues. So I just said back to this other person, interesting that you would use the words emotional damaged. I, in fact, am that deep into the BDSM lifestyle. I know for a fact that I'm quite well-adjusted, and because I choose to have a boy, a slave, and a pup whom I treasure deeply, doesn't make myself or my leather family anything like this individual or maladjusted. For a group that is discriminated against by a mass majority, how funny how easy it is for all of us to turn on our own kind because we may not understand another's lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
So dude turns around. He actually did answer. Yeah. Which is pretty funny. People in the leather community and BDSM are maladjusted, and I will not back down from stating otherwise. The fact that there's nothing wrong with kink, once you were give up some control, maybe to the point of degradation, but to the extent where you have a boy, slave, and pup shows that control issues that you are inflicting upon others void of the self-esteem to fight it. And for that, you are not one of my own kind. Does this dude have any fucking clue? Or is he just a dickhead?
Me being a boy has nothing to do with my self-esteem. In fact, it helps my self-esteem. It doesn't hurt it. To be a slave doesn't mean you don't have self-esteem. It means you're honest enough with yourself to realize who you are.
Well, you should get on there, boy, and say,
sometimes not worth my time.
Oh, I think it's funny.
I have bad spelling, too, so.
I'll edit it for you, my boy.
There you go.
I'll just write it and sign your name.
Or degradation, pup play, go there. I mean, talk about humility. People who are into pup play don't do it because it humiliates them.
It
makes
that way,
them
though.
Feel low self-esteem. They do it because they enjoy it, and it makes them feel like who they are. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different thing. You think it did start out that way?
It did. I mean, I've seen old posters where how to treat your pup slave, and you have to have a collar to control him. That was going around.
But how much of that is truly fantasy and how much is reality? I think a lot of that, I mean, honestly, one of the books that you had me read when I first came to the family was, you had me read a couple. One was the Leather Boy's Handbook, which is great. But he also had me read the Leatherman's Handbook, which I think you admitted you never even got all the way through.
What?
The Leatherman's Handbook.
It a lot of it was,
is a porn.
It's softcore porn.
It's wow. Some of it's pretty hardcore porn, and it's fantasy.
Well,
and people who read all of that and say, oh yeah, this happened, or this is going to happen to me. Well, maybe they are a little messed up in the head, but that's not the whole BDSM community. I mean, geez, in that the last story was about some guy who allowed himself to be tied up, strapped down, and then another guy came in. And without any anesthesia or anything, opened his ball sack up and removed his balls, and they
that
played
that,
with him a while.
That book? Are you
yes.
sure?
Yes.
I didn't remember.
It's in that book. You never got that far, sir. Because when I told you about it, because I was in Wisconsin then, so we were doing the journals mainly about every chapter I read. And then he sewed them back in, and everything was fine, and it worked.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's just like, come on. I mean, so... if
fantasy,
anything,
doing that a hit or whatever you were on.
Well, it's fantasy versus reality, and I think, and that's a lot of the situation where there's misunderstandings in the BDSM community is because so many will talk about fantasies and say something happened or talk about a scene that never really happened. This is what they imagined they want to have happen to them, but it's just not, it's not reality or not possible, we've all read those stories, and sometimes there's... I'll be honest, sometimes that was one of my first avenues when I first started realizing who I was and coming out. Soon after, I mean, I realized I was married 35 years. I mean, I realized I was gay when I found gay porn on the internet after my divorce. And
yeah, but you knew it when you were younger, too, though.
I blew a gigantic load, right. But, I mean, I knew I was still turned on by it because of gay porn. But then right after that, I started doing a lot of reading of some of this fantasy writing, and it can be really... erotic, because you can sit there when you're reading a book and you can imagine it going on, and the pictures imagined is much more vivid than the porn.
Oh, what goes on in your head is much more intense than anything anybody could ever show
you. People out there that just come up with this stuff and then write it as if it really happened.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
And a lot of times, sometimes fantasy is better than a reality, because what you've made up about the thing, and when the thing happens, you kind of go, oh, all right then.
And I think that happens a lot in the community. I mean, we have someone like, for instance, thinking about it now, we have Claw coming up next year.
Next year?
April.
April. It is next year already. So Claw in April. And it turns out we're going to have at least one pup there who's kind of like trying out if he's a boy or a pup for real and try to live it the 24/7 lifestyle.
Yeah, oh, Boy Robert, yeah.
Boy Robert. And we're trying to like figure out the best way to make sure he gets that. And it's nice with Slave Wayne, with his educational background. We're going to be writing some guidelines down on this is what's going to be expected of him. This is what's going to follow. Because there's really nothing out there.
Well, basically, and the thing is, though, this is our house.
But our household rules.
It's
right.
That's not everybody's.
It's different
rules
from everyone else.
So what I have him doing is I have him every day he has to email me a question.
But how else could you know?
On something that he doesn't, like he wants to know. I mean, obviously, Sir Mark, you're getting the questions as well.
Yeah.
And then I'll answer the questions, and then I forward them off to Boy Neil and Slave Wayne, and they're going to put together like a little handbook.
Oh, that's good.
And it'll be kind of neat. I want to post the handbook
it'll
after we're done and
see
people's comments on it.
And, it's a thing, though, too. How else does somebody really know if they really are a boy, a slave, a pup, or a master, or a surfer, for that matter, unless they've spent some real time with somebody that is really living the lifestyle. There is no other way.
No, and you're right. I mean, a lot of people can, it's what they fantasize about.
But, you know, and it can be really scary when somebody jumps into it without being sure, because they can get themselves in a bad situation for both parties. I don't think it would
be. I agree.
Very bad situation. And there's nothing worse than not being who you are. And
yeah, but a lot of people don't know what they are.
No, exactly.
They think they know, and then they get in the middle of something, and then they go, oh,
this isn't me.
Well, and that's the point.
That's the point I'm making. It's like you got to be careful, is what I'm saying, because it's very easy to do that, and you can cause emotional and even physical harm totally by jumping into something before you're ready for it, too. I mean, I don't know if what would have happened to me if when I was younger. I mean, I honestly, when I look at my interactions with people and all, I was always a boy. I mean, I was always treated like a boy by other men, and that's what I was. But I don't know if I would have been put in a 24/7 boy relationship back then, how he would have reacted. I don't know if I was ready for that then. You never know until it happens, I guess. And just because someone's not ready for it now.
Well, you were with just one other individual, not saying any names, but one or two other.
His father definitely treated me like his boy. I mean, 100%. I mean, his father molested me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and definitely. And I really didn't fight it. And that's where I always felt guilty about all my life, because I really didn't fight it that hard because...
Well, you were getting something.
I didn't know if
liked.
I was afraid to fight it or I liked it. Right, exactly right. And I think it was a combination of that. So when he made the threats and things were going to happen, and then where it's tough as a youth, because then you feel guilty, like it's your fault it happened, not his. And he was a pedophile, and he should have died for it. But
well, now you did stop it eventually. So I mean,
well, as soon as Charlie died, I was able to not go over there and avoid him is what I was able to do, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of ended it there.
So, I mean, you were very young then, but I mean, as you grew up, you still were in other situations. Like, you've been with other sirs and masters, again, not mentioning names. And, I mean, they were all different. Like,
oh, exactly. You know, and they all had different rules, and every family has different rules.
Yeah.
But the basics of being a boy or a slave or a pup, I mean, that's all in your head. That's... The physical rules complement it, but either you are in your head or you're not.
Yes, that's very true.
I mean, that's the bottom line to that. And, I mean, that's where that goes. But, again, get some humor if you want to read. Listen to that video sometime. He's definitely a honey badger. And if you all know what a honey badger is. If you don't, you can look that up, too, on YouTube. Because a honey badger... He don't care.
Honey badger, he don't give a shit.
He don't give a shit.
Honey badger, not again.
The honey badger takes what he wants. He just takes what he wants. And he don't give a shit about anybody else. If you haven't seen the YouTube video, you've got to do that. Now we can go on the honey badger. Do we have any honey badgers out there? If you're a honey badger, let us know. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.